The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, the last 12 months saw the highest number of first-time buyer mortgages since 2007, with the average first-time buyer mortgage up nearly €25,000. But here to explain how we've actually really gotten to this point is Carl Dieter, financial analyst, and Dr. Rory O'Hearn, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Northwest and author of Gaffes, Why No One Can Get a House. And to come to you first, Carl, look, the narrative around housing in this country is that it is a crisis and there are thousands and thousands of people who would agree with that. But there does seem to be, according to these figures, a drive in first-time buyers now purchasing. Were you surprised by that?
Not really, because I suppose there's opposing narratives. On one hand, people are saying nobody can buy a house, but you can't have the number of transactions we have if nobody can buy them. Another narrative is that only big funds and super rich people can buy them, but you wouldn't have that participation of first-time buyers being so high and so many of them if that also wasn't the case.
Does that reflect what you're seeing, Carl?
It's difficult in Dublin because the house prices are crazy. It's difficult in Cork and Galway. House prices are crazy, but not super crazy the way it is in Dublin. So you are seeing a kind of a stratification of income where the people who are getting houses are either higher and higher paid jobs or else they're getting greater amounts of family help. But the fact is that, you know, we've had first-time buyers trying to get into the market. It's elusive. There wasn't enough houses being built, and there's still not enough being built. But they are getting there. And I suppose the great tragedy in a way, and Rory can tell you whether he agrees or not, is that you really only have two ways to make housing affordable. Option one is to get house prices down, but that's super unpopular because everyone who has a house is going to hate you for lowering house prices. You know, high house prices are popular with house owners. Option two is to give people enough finance to bridge the gap. And we've kind of gone that route. And we've done that with things like Help to Buy and Shared Equity. And for the people who get houses using those schemes, they seem very happy about it because now they have a home. I just don't know if it's the right long-term choice, though.
Rory, to come to you, I said your book is called Gaffes, Why No One Can Get a House. It appears some people can get a house, about 26,000 first-time buyers, not applying for mortgages, actually drawing down the mortgages. So they must have secured the property. We know that supply is not where it needs to be, nowhere near where it needs to be. But this is the highest level of drawdowns since 2007. What do you think it tells us about the market?
Yeah, thanks. I think we need to put the figures in context. I've been looking through them just in terms of research for this evening. And it is something that, you know, we see a pattern there. 2022, about 25,000 first-time buyers bought their home. Last year, it was very similar, 25,000. You know, the figure they're given 12 months to now, a similar number. And if you look at the press release from the Mortgage Payments Association, you know, they're saying, you've been saying for a little while, you know, a number of years that, you know, we're now at Celtic Tiger levels. And so there's nothing new in this figure today. It's kind of what we've been seeing the last 3 or 4 years, this number of first time buyers. And I suppose what I'd say is to put that number in context. You know, there's about 300,000 plus households renting. Most of them want to buy a home. There's 500,000 adults stuck at home. You know, you put that together, you have 800,000 households need a home. You'd be 30 years at that rate that they would get a home based on about 26,000 people drawing down their mortgage to buy a home each year. So while the numbers seem a lot, they're actually not anywhere near the numbers that we would need to see in terms of people being able to buy a home if we're actually going to address the crisis. And the big increase has been actually the mortgage drawdown. If we look at the increase, there was about a 4% increase in the number of first-time buyers who drew down their mortgage between 2022 and 2024, but there was a 22% increase in the amount of money. So we had 6.4 billion to 7.8 billion. So we see, and this is the point that Carl is making that I would agree with, that what kind of government policy has done is it essentially has helped people pay higher and higher house prices. And they are taking on bigger and bigger mortgages. And, you know, who benefits from that, you know, is obviously banks and those who are selling homes. But it's also important to see of the new build that's being built, just 1 in 3 of what is being built in this country of the 30,000 homes last year was bought by a home buyer. So we're still seeing this issue. that there is, you know, and particularly in Dublin and Cork, they, you know, very, very small number of what is newly being built is being able to be bought by a home buyer. And an interesting figure back to the Celtic Tiger, when you compare back to 2007, at the height of the Celtic Tiger, and I make this point in my book, that only half the homes being built in the Celtic Tiger at its height were being bought by a home buyer. Half were being bought by investor purchases. So in a way, we're kind of parallel to the height of the Celtic Tiger, which questions as well around the sustainability of house prices at the moment. Are we heading towards another crash? You know, these house prices are way beyond what I think is economically and socially sustainable.
But to the point that Carl just made, look, the option is to try and take house prices down as opposed to try and finance to bridge the gap. He says nobody out there who's a homeowner wants to see house prices come down. Would you agree with that?
Well, if you looked at polling done by, I think it was the Irish Independent, Ireland Thinks showed a poll about a year ago, which actually showed the majority of people did want house prices to go down. And we have this narrative that people don't want house prices to fall. Of course, they don't want them to collapse. But people have their kids, adult kids, living at home, and they see no way in which they'll be able to buy a home. And they do understand that what's the point of me living in this home, increasing value by 10%, 15% each year, worth a million, worth 500,000, and my kids can't buy a home. And I think that the people are really questioning that logic of ever-increasing house prices. They see it's not sustainable for their kids. They can't buy a home. So I don't agree with this idea that people are against house prices falling, being reduced. I think there's a broader societal acceptance that our house prices currently are overvalued and absolutely unaffordable.
Carl?
Well, there's two things. One, I wanted to know, could you send me a recording of this show afterwards? Because there was a bit earlier where Rory said he agreed with me on something. And I want to hold on to that for posterity.
Yes, go on the Go Louds app. All of our podcasts are up there. You can get that clip.
But look, when I say that people don't want their house price to drop, when people say I want lower house prices, they kind of do mean it, but they mean it in a way that they don't want their own house price to go down. They want the house price for other people to go down. In other words, they'd like houses to be more affordable for their kids. But if you said, okay, well, your house that you were told was worth 600,000 last year is now worth 300,000, they don't seem to want that.
Okay, but I don't think that's what Rory was suggesting would happen. He said that would be a collapse in house prices. We're talking about a reduction in house prices.
But to make houses affordable, we need to get what is effectively something akin to a collapse, because a collapse, by the way, is anything greater than 20%. And if house prices came down 20%, they're still not going to be highly affordable in a lot of areas. So we need to be clear about what we're talking about. The second thing is, though, and I think it's also vital to say, is that the government, in a way, don't want to countenance this either, because housing is such a great form of taxation. You know, if house prices come down, you know, it kills huge amounts of VAT, huge amounts of taxes that they receive. Everyone right now, well, not everyone, but a lot of people would have gotten these letters about local property tax saying you have to revalue your house because it hasn't been done in years and now you're going to be paying more. You know, there would be a public outrage if house prices come down to say, well, now we want lower prices. You know, it takes years to put LPT up or local property tax up. It'll only take, you know, a season or two in a seller's in a selling market for demands for that to come back down. So, you know, there's a lot of constituents in this. And whatever about what they say, look at what they do. They don't actually do the things that would make that happen. And so they, in that sense, that's a failed thought, because it's a piece of idea, but it's not the way it works.
OK, just to go back to house prices there, Carl. I was listening to Brian Hayes on Breakfast this morning, and he said the evidence is that the first-time buyer's market is strong, not just in terms of the increase in house prices, he said, but in terms of the volume of new homes that has come on the market. There will be an increase of maybe between 3,000 to 3,500 prices this year. And he also talked about house prices not stabilising, but certainly showing a trend of moderating in growth. So is that not evidence that we are seeing a slight turn here in this housing crisis?
Well, there has been moderation. You know, they're not going up by as quick as they had before. But there's a simple expression in economics, and it actually comes from the natural world. The trees don't grow to the sky. And if you can understand that, then you can understand housing.
Okay, I just wanted to put that point to Rory Hearn.
Yeah, I think that if you look at house prices, I said earlier, you know, the average house prices are now up to 8 times the average income. They're completely out of whack. with what ordinary people can afford. And particularly in Dublin, particularly in Cork, Galway, people can't afford a home. Right across the country, there is a generation locked out of being able to buy a home. Of course, there is really high incomes. There is people who have, you know, money from families who can buy a home, who are buying a home. But there are so many people excluded from being able to buy a home. The market is completely inflated. It is out of whack with what ordinary people can afford. And I think it comes back to the government, what the government should be doing. It should be supplying itself a supply of affordable homes that people can buy. And you can do it in multiple ways, through finance, providing cheaper finance, providing land where the infrastructure is put in there. You know, they do this in other countries. And what we've had here is instead policy is followed this idea of essentially trying to continually follow viability. And essentially the market says this is the price it costs to buy a home. So the government says, well, we'll give whatever that gap is between what the home buyer can afford and what the market needs. And it's constantly chasing higher house prices, pumping subsidies into it. And Carol mentioned tax. And of course, actually, the government gave away tax in this budget in the VAT reduction to developers to build new apartments. And again, the issue is that all the apartments that are being built in Dublin, in, you know, none of them are available for sale. Like the figure from last year of the 3,500 new homes built in Dublin, just 155 bought by home buyers. There is a problem that the supply that's being built is not available for sale.
Okay, I just want to look at some of the texts that are coming in here. My house was bought in 2006, was worth 300,000, then 160,000, and now 300,000 again. I would love houses to come down in price, including my own, if it meant the young people in their childhood bedrooms could afford a house. That's coming from Geraldine in Tipperary. Another texter who's come in: not everyone that has a house is against lowering house prices. After all, my house is 10 times higher in price than what I bought for it. And I think that is sinful, especially for all of those who have children, including my own. Do keep your texts coming in. 087 1400 106. My thanks to Carol Dieter and to Dr. Rory Hearn.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.